Title: Widen Jungle Snare Snap with Chopped Vinyl. Character in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, today we're building a jungle and drum and bass snare that feels wide, sharp, and like it came straight off a chopped break on vinyl, but it still hits hard in mono. That last part is the whole game. If the snare sounds massive in headphones but collapses on a club rig, you didn't widen it, you weakened it. The strategy is simple, but the execution is advanced. We're going to split the snare into three layers inside a drum rack. One layer is your club anchor in mono. One layer adds the crack and brightness, and the third layer is where the wax chop character lives, stereo texture, micro movement, and a little bit of sampler grime. Before you touch any devices, pick a good source. Either grab a classic break snare, like Amen or Think, or use a modern DNB one-shot and optionally layer a break behind it. The goal is that the transient already feels basically correct. We're not trying to rescue a bad snare with processing. We're trying to turn a good snare into a record. Now let's build it. Create a MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, and choose one pad for your snare. D1 is fine. On that pad, create three chains. Name them core, snap, and vinyl width. Core gets your tight punchy snare, or the body part of a break snare. Snap gets something brighter, rim, click, or a snare top layer. Vinyl width gets a break snare or a noisy texture tail. Anything with character works, as long as we can high pass it and keep it out of the low mids. Let's start with the core chain. This is the piece that must survive any system. First device, EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 90 to 120 Hz. You're clearing sub junk, so the kick and bass own the bottom. If it's boxy, dip a couple dB around 350 to 600. And if it needs presence, a gentle lift around 2.5 to 4.5K is usually enough. Keep it subtle. Next, drum bus. This is where we make the snare feel like it has knuckles. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch very low, or off. Boom is usually off for this technique, because we don't want stereo layers messing with perceived weight later, and we don't want extra low-end bloom. Then push transients up, like plus 10 to plus 30, until it pops. Use damp to keep harshness under control. Next, volume compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient still snaps. Release on auto, or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hardest hits. This is glue, not flattening. Then the most important part, utility at the end of core, width set to 0%. Full mono, no debate. This is your club anchor. Gain stage so it's healthy but not clipping. Cool. Now snap. On snap, load your sample in Simpler if it isn't already. One shot mode. Warp off, and trim the start so it hits instantly, no pre-silence. That's a huge detail for snap. Then EQ8. High pass it higher than you think, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. This layer is not for body, it's for bite. Boost 3 to 6K, maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB. Wide-ish Q. If you need air, add a small shelf around 10 to 12K. And if you get scratchy pain, it's often 7 to 8K, so dip a little there. Then saturator. Analog clip mode, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. The goal is density and a slightly printed edge, not fizz. If you want a little extra transient control, add a glue compressor after saturator, but keep it light. Attack about 1 millisecond, release about 0.1 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, and only half a dB to 2 dB of reduction. This is a fake transient shaper move. It tightens and focuses the snap. Stereo-wise, keep snap mostly centered. If you want a touch of width, fine, but don't make this your wide layer. The wide layer is separate on purpose. Now the fun part. Vinyl width. This is where the chopped wax magic happens, and this is also where you can destroy your snare if you're not careful. The rule is, width is a band-limited feature, not a global one. If your stereo layer has meaningful energy below roughly 500 to 700 Hz, mono will punish you. First, we need the chopped feel. You have two main approaches. Option 1 is fast and musical. Put a break snare into Simpler, enable warp, use beats mode, and preserve transients. Then you slightly vary the start point so each hit grabs a slightly different micro slice of the snare. Map start to a macro, and later you can automate tiny changes. When I say tiny, I mean tiny. Think 1 to 5 milliseconds equivalent. You're not moving the snare. You're moving the texture inside the snare. Option 2 is more authentic chopped vinyl. Resample a few snare hits with a little processing, consolidate, and slice to new MIDI track by transients. Then you can alternate a couple slices. That alternating is the secret sauce. It mimics how reed'll break fragments never repeat perfectly. Once you have the source behaving like a chop, we build width. First device on vinyl width. EQ8, pre-clean. High pass aggressively, somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz, and don't be scared to go higher. This layer is meant to live in the upper texture and air. If you hear the snare getting weaker when you turn this layer up, that usually means your high pass is too low. Next, chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate slow, around 0.2 to 0.45 Hz. Amount 10 to 25%. Delay around 4 to 9 milliseconds. Feedback near zero. Dry slash wet somewhere around 15 to 35%. You're not trying to sound like a synth pad. You're adding micro motion. Then echo for a micro slap. This is a big jungle trick, because it reads like two chops or two mics. Make the left and right different. For example, left at 1/64 and right at 1/48, or 1/64 and 1/32 if you want more spread. Feedback very low, 0 to 8%. Filter it. High pass around 800 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10k. Set stereo to wide. Dry slash wet only 5 to 15%. If you hear a delay, it's too much. You want space, not repeats. Next, auto filter for that vinyl tilt and drift. Low pass 12 or band pass works great. Set the cutoff, so it's not overly bright, often around 6 to 12k depending on your samples. Then add a slow LFO, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, and a small amount, like 5 to 12%. The key is slow. We're aiming for wow and flutter, not EDM wobble. Next, Redux. This is seasoning. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction may be 0 to 2, and keep dry slash wet around 5 to 15%. If it turns into fizzy digital hash, back off. We want old sampler edge, not destruction. Now utility for stereo width, but we do it safely. Yes, you can push width to 120, 150, even 160% here, but only if the low mids are gone. Better. Split the vinyl width layer into bands so you widen only the top. A clean way is to drop an audio effect rack inside vinyl width with two chains. One chain is high-wide, high pass at about 600 Hz and then utility width at, say, 150%. The other chain is MID less wide, band pass roughly 300 to 1200 and keep width around 80 to 100%, or even mono if needed. This is how you get big stereo excitement without punching a hole in the center. Optional, but super authentic. Add a tiny vinyl tick. Use operator noise or a crackle sample in simpler. High pass it hard, like 4 to 6K. Keep it very quiet, like minus 20 to minus 30 dB. And here's the pro move. Make it follow velocity, so ghosts barely trigger it. That's what makes it feel like a real break artifact instead of a static layer pasted on top. At this point you have three layers. Now we need to make them feel like one snare. Go to the snares group bus. That might be the drum rack pad output, a group track, or a dedicated snare bus. EQ8 first, if you need to, high pass around 70 to 100 Hz. If the top is brittle, a small notch around 7 to 9K can calm the glassy edge. If you have Roar in Live 12 Suite, this is a great place for subtle multi-band drive. Keep the low band basically clean. Push the mid band 1 to 3 dB, high band 2 to 5 dB, and keep the mix low, like 10 to 30%. The point is recorded and resampled, not distorted. Then glue compressor on the bus. Attack around 10 milliseconds so the transient still leads. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This is the one snare move. If you're getting unruly peaks, you can use a limiter, but only as a safety net. 1 or 2 dB of reduction max. Another nicer option is saturator with soft clip as a gentle clipper, shaving spikes without killing snap. Now, to really sell jungle space, we add drum rack return chains. This is perfect because you can send different layers differently. Return A. Short room. Hybrid reverb in algorithmic room mode. Decay around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 600 to 1K. Low pass around 7 to 10K. Tight and controlled. Send mostly vinyl width and a little snap. Return B. Tape slap. Echo at 1/32 or 1/64. Feedback 5 to 12%. Filter it with high pass around 1K and low pass around 7 to 9K, and add a touch of modulation. Keep the send very low. This is the printed feeling. Now let's talk coaching notes that will save you time. First, stop chasing loudness inside each layer. Balance by crest factor, meaning the transient to body ratio. A great check is solo core, then bring vinyl width up until you just miss it when it's muted. If you can obviously hear the wide layer as a separate thing, it's probably too loud. Second, micro delay can beat chorus for break derived width. If chorus smears the attack, pull the chorus back and lean on that tiny filtered echo slap, especially on the high band only. It reads as two chops instead of effect. Third, use correlation as an actual decision tool. Put spectrum after your snare bus and turn on the correlation meter. If you're hovering near +1, you're mono-friendly. If it lives below 0, you're basically guaranteeing weirdness. You want mostly positive with brief dips on hits. Now arrangement moves, because this is where it turns into a record. Automate width as a section marker. In intros and breakdowns, turn vinyl width up a touch or increase the room and slap sends. In the drop, pull it back so the core dominates and the snare feels modern and solid. Add micro variation every 4 or 8 bars, tiny automation on vinyl start or chorus amount, or echo dry slash wet by just a couple percent. That's enough to stop the loop from feeling copy-paste. Ghost notes are huge in jungle. Try a low-velocity ghost hit just before beat 2, using mostly vinyl width, filtered and quiet. And you can get extra movement by letting ghosts be wider than the main snare, while the main backbeat stays centered and stable. Now the non-negotiable, mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. Listen. If the snap disappears, reduce width and modulation on vinyl width and lean more on core and snap. If you hear harsh comb filtering, shorten echo times, lower chorus amount, or reduce the stereo complexity in the mid band. Then turn stereo back on and rebalance.